or right at 5:55 p.m. Thank you for letting us in early. BBS Radio, thank you for making it possible for us. Another wind-free hour starting in a few moments. It is today, October the 30th, 2017. Thank you all for being here. And we'll see what's going to happen in the next hour. I don't know yet. I believe that Wynn was thinking about doing a channeling during the call with Terry Brown, but we'll see what happens. I'm just going to play, I will play a little tune as we wait for more people to join in, as this is, as usual, a simulcast for the conference call. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right. And I welcome all those that are listening in through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for being here. The helicopter has been up there for a little while, so Wynn will be here shortly. And we will also welcome Terry Brown in a little bit. And, of course, we also wait for more people to join in on the conference call. And we cannot see you on BBS Radio. We cannot hear you. But if you are there listening in, we appreciate it. Thank you for being part of this. And if you are not aware of it, we do a whole planet healing. Oh, you can find the information on wholeplanethealing.com. Welcome to those that just joined in over here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Antonio from California.
Antonio, good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. More people have joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, how's everybody?
Good evening to you, Don, and welcome.
Thanks.
Is this call the same as the 7 o'clock call, or is it different?
Say it again, for the 7 o'clock call, is it the same phone number? No, it's a different phone number and a different access code. I'll give it to you. More people have joined in over here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings from Sedona.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Who else?
Hi,
Bonnie. Welcome. No, it's Jeannie.
Yeah, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
This is Steve from West Palm Beach.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Terry in Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Prudy in Michigan.
Hello, Prudy. Welcome you.
Hi.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi. Anyone else that joined in and wants to say name and location, feel free to do so.
Sedona.
Hello, Terry Brown. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
All right.
Hi, Terry.
Terry, are you out of the bathtub?
Yeah.
How did you do that so fast?
Terry, you sound great, loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
Wynn, you sound way in the background. Hello, Wynn. Good evening.
Oh, you're always complaining. Is that better?
No.
No. No.
No. No. This is the headset you're always raving about, you know.
Well, I don't know what you're doing to it. Are you putting a piece of duct tape on the microphone or something?
Hang on.
More people have joined in. Welcome to you all. If you want to, please say name or location. But only if you want to.
Nice.
Hey, Terry Brown, did you guys ever look into CBD, the cannabis oil?
I take it.
Somebody was coming to get us some books. They didn't, so...
Hello?
Anyway, so I'm not taking it.
I think I heard ringing in the background.
Can you hear me better now?
It is better, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, when Don, I did purchase it online, and I took it twice. I think it has a healing effect, but it's too young to speak.
Okay. It really helps with the inflammation.
A lot of people are taking it for children that are having seizures. They're giving them...
Who's having seizures?
Inflammation.
It's the CBD, the cannabis oil. People are using it to treat their kids that are having seizures, among other things. I just wonder if Terry had been to try that.
No, I never did.
She has not tried it yet. We were looking at it, and it certainly seems to do a lot. But for a while, I was buying everything under the sun, and I couldn't get Terry to take it, you know? She take it for a day, and she needs a strong authority figure, like a doctor, to recommend stuff, and she believes it. So...
No, it's like the doctor made more sense than anyone had so far. Because I was not digesting my food, and he showed me what to do to digest it.
Right.
Even what to take.
Dr. Drucker?
Yeah.
You really have
you got to have your digestive system fixed up. That's really important.
I'm quite amazed, because he told her to go on a fast. A juice fast, and that when she stopped the fast, she would start gaining weight.
Yeah, because she got so hungry in the fast.
Yeah, well, actually, she was eating quite a bit before the fast. I mean, I was stuffing food down her. We were eating heavy meals, you know. But she wasn't gaining weight. She was staying at 104. And then she went on the...
When? This is Jeannie. Can I add something to that?
Jean Judd?
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, you looked good. I saw your picture.
Oh, thank you. I don't think I look good, but that's okay. Thank you.
I saw your...
I used to study fasting quite a lot, and I learned that it's natural for a sick animal to stop eating when they become ill, and it's natural for people too. It's just that they don't think of it that way, and it really stuffing yourself with food is probably one of the worst things that you can do when you're sick. You're using up all your energy with digesting the heavy food, and that's the way the energy that would ordinarily be ridding yourself of the toxins that are making you ill.
So eating actually takes more energy to digest the food than you get out of it. I've heard that where you really get your energy from is oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
The food is more for just rebuilding your physical body.
Well, that's exactly what Dr. Drucker said. Plus, he had this miracle product, which I was reluctant to get because it was expensive. And he wasn't selling it, but he was sending to the company that was selling it. And it was like $150 for a month's supply. So that was part of her protocol. And it has a lot of testimonials, and um, So she was taking that as well as fasting. But prior to that, she couldn't get her weight above 104. And, you know, she used to be even a little overweight. She used to be
240.
Not 240. 160, Terry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She used to be 160, and now she's 104. And when the fast ended, she started eating. But she didn't go, she wasn't eating really heavy food at this point. He put her on a diet of, you know, do this, do that. And she's eating fairly light foods, and her weight went up to 112. And I'll tell you something else he turned me on to, and that was that different blood types need different diets. Did you guys ever hear of that?
Yeah.
Like type...
I'm not sure that I believe it, though.
Pardon me?
I'm not sure that I believe it, though, because they had me... I'm a blood type B, and they had me... I'm supposed to be the one blood type that can tolerate dairy products, and I don't tolerate dairy products at all, so it made me doubt that a little bit. It may be that different blood types need different... different diets. That may very well be true. I could see that, but I don't think that the person whose book I was reading really had it defined correctly. So I just think that for me, that particular thing about eating a lot of dairy, I should be able to eat a lot of dairy because I'm a B type. I don't think that was ringing true for me. But
yes, maybe the theory is wrong, or maybe you have some kind of other reason why you don't tolerate dairy. I don't know.
I think it could be that different blood types need different things. I think that this guy that was writing this particular book might have just had it wrong. You know, I don't know.
Terry is a type A, and she is not taking dairy. And she's not eating meat, not eating chicken. He said some fish and a lot of vegetables, and still keep up drinking all this juice every day. So
I've also heard about, you know, some people advocate raw dairy is a very different product from pasteurized and homogenized.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny because I had food allergy testing done, too, and it showed that I was allergic to milk. But then when it came to cheese, it showed that I was not allergic to cheese. And I asked about that, and they said it's probably because of the enzymes that the cheese has in it that helps you digest it better, where the milk doesn't have those same enzymes. So I'm not sure.
Oh. But Terry was even drinking raw milk for quite some time. And
on fasting, I've mentioned this before, but there's another guy I like on juice fasting, Joe Cross. He did that movie, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, the documentary. And he says that when you fast for like 2 weeks or something, he says it like, he calls it a reboot. He said it resets your body, gives your body a chance to reset itself.
Yeah, well, that's pretty well exactly what Drucker said, you know? And that in the reset, she's suddenly putting on weight. Okay, hopefully it'll continue. And her energy has gone up. Okay, even during the fast, her energy was going up. So I'm learning. I mean... From the time this all started, I knew absolutely nothing of what to do, you know? And it's amazing how many things we've kind of picked up on the path here, you know? And
thanks for passing this along, too.
Yeah.
We can all use those.
Yeah, there's another product that we've been taking. I'm not sure. It seems to be doing something. You know, sometimes
when you're doing multiple things, you can't be absolutely sure which one is working. And maybe they're all working. Maybe they all work in different ways. And, you know, there's one website that says, you know, if you're not going to a doctor and you're doing it yourself, the website's called Cancer Tutor. And they present all kinds of alternative things. And he says, your best bet is to pick 12 of these that resonate and do them all. And that increases your chances, you know? But I'm so used to going in the silence. God, I don't even have to do a show. All right, guys, we're going in the silence.
Well, I can anyway, feel like they,
but one,
I can feel like that, perhaps. This Roger.
You can feel like that? Oh, I was going to say, this one product will probably give... I'm testing it on some other people right now. We'll give a report on it soon. It's this Korean product that was formulated by the Korean government for their people who worked in radioactive environments to protect them from radioactivity, okay? And then it was found to benefit all kinds of other things, including cancer. And they actually have studies done. They put millions of dollars into the development of it. And somebody on our line introduced it to us, and so we've gone through a month's supply, and I've been taking it, and we both like it. And we'll tell you more. Huh?
Is it anti-inflammatory?
Yes. I mean, it's It's got three herbs in it that I never heard of. They got long names, and they say they're particularly processed in a certain way. But more later, okay? I'm not even going to say what it is. I want to make sure that I can wholeheartedly endorse it. You know, I don't like to talk about things. I know sometimes I do, but I like to do all my due diligence before I recommend it, you know, because it's expensive. And expensive is okay if it works for you, but I want to make sure that the majority of people that take it have some kind of positive benefit, okay? So, in any case, let's start our call.
When, Antonio, are you listening?
Yes.
Do you have pen and paper?
Yes. Hold on.
You can find it also if you go to the website wholeplanethealing.com. You can find the phone number and the access code. I can also give it to you right now, which is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513.
Is that the replay line?
No, that's the regular.
Antonio keeps coming to the call. Did he
lose
the
number? I thought he didn't know it. Are you going to the Whole Planet Healing call, Antonio?
Yeah, 7.
I thought you were asking if it was the same phone number as this call. I thought you were new to the Whole Planet Healing.
No, I was asking if it was, if this is the same as the 7 o'clock call.
No, this one's different.
Okay.
We have all kinds of... Hi, right, now you have to tell them again.
The phone number?
Yeah.
Yes.
712-770-4340. Access code 250-513-pound.
Okay, thank you.
And let her be whole planet healing.
Okay, let's get started. Okay.
This conference is being recorded. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
This is October 30th, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is our Monday night wild card line. Okay? And, you know, I was thinking today, you know, at some point, we may explode, okay? And I think we will. And it's unfortunately, I haven't had the time or energy to promote this, our whole planet healing call particularly. But people are discovering us. In spite of that, and the amount of people are going up, and it's kind of like, it's like learning how to integrate someone new who is discovering us. And sometimes new people just come on and they don't say anything. They're kind of scared of highs, you know. Or there's Christopher, okay? But, you know, one of the things about these calls, as they are happening now, is that most of you on this call who check in, it's kind of like you're really here. You're really acknowledged on some level. Your energy is acknowledged. And it happens, like, for example, Heis was just talking to Antonio and giving him the numbers to the calls. Sometimes when somebody new is on the line, I particularly focus on giving an introduction so the new person can feel included and have some idea of what they might get out of this. Hi, do you have Antonio's number on the console? You know where he is?
No, I don't. Let me take a look if I can find him.
Wait a second.
All callers are unmuted.
Antonio, are you there?
Yes.
You see him, Heis?
Yes, got it.
Okay.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
All right, Antonio, you are unmuted. Wait, hold on. Let me go. Yes, now it is.
You and I are having an unmute contest here. Okay.
You're a little too close to your mic, man.
Complain. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Antonio, do you mind me asking you a couple of questions?
I'll probably get anxious.
Good. Get anxious. But let me just tell you. You're a new person that's come onto our line, and we're learning from you because a lot of people on these calls discovered us and they listen to our calls for months, sometimes years, before we ever knew they were there. We knew they were there. We could see their number on the console, or, you know, they'd say hello at the beginning of the call. And sometimes they didn't even say hello. They just stayed in the background, and they're listening on the Internet. This call is on the Internet. So we have a number of listeners that are tuning in on the Internet that we can't see them, okay? So it's like you're a new person that keeps coming back to the calls, which means you have to be getting something out of it. Am I right?
Yes.
So now you can say, I don't want to do this, and I'll honor that. But what I was going to ask you is what your experience has been at coming into the calls. Because you didn't really know much about our work when you came in, right?
No.
And I'm trying to remember, were you recommended by Truth? How did you find out about us?
Alicia?
Pardon me?
Alicia?
Alicia, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, it's actually good for you to talk if you want to, even though it's pushing you through your boundaries, because you can't make a mistake. You can't say anything wrong. You're totally accepted. Nobody is evaluating you except you, okay? So, And actually, it's an opportunity to actually feel more connected when you do this, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, share a little bit about what's happened to you in the period of time from when you started listening to the calls, which I think was only like 2 weeks ago. Right? 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Till present time.
I just feel a lot of love.
We lost you. Antonio, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Did you freeze?
I felt a lot of love.
You felt a lot of love. And acceptance. You know, we talked about wanderers, people that come in from higher dimensions to be in this realm, that when they get here, they oftentimes feel alienated. You think that fits you?
Yeah.
Possibly?
Yes.
Yeah?
Why?
Because, as I recall, the first time you were on the line, you kind of felt maybe like you were being negatively attacked. Not by us, but something inside you.
Yeah, I was having a panic attack.
Pardon me? A panic attack?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you had those in your life? Speak closer to the mic if you can, because you're not that loud. Have you had those before in your life?
Yes, all the time.
All the time?
It's been bad for like 10 years.
Uh-huh. Now, sometime, you know, on our Wednesday call, you can ask questions. You can send me a question, and we'll ask our sources your question. So, and you have no idea how valuable this becomes for people that take advantage of it. I mean, I've watched it. Because usually people get the idea that they really know who you are, and they really care, and plus, they can see your past lifetimes. They can see things that you can't see. And they're very wise, and they know how to bring information in. So you could actually ask a question on a Wednesday night that says, why do I have panic attacks? And you may get insight that you may never, ever find out. For example, you might find out in another lifetime, in a past life, you had a really traumatic death or tortured or something like that. And it's in your subconscious. And that's the reason you go through that this lifetime. I had that myself, okay? And I had to process it. You know, a lot of times people who are spiritually oriented have lifetimes where they try to help people, but they put their foot in their mouth or they screw it up, and then the people think they're witches or God knows what, okay? And they end up having a tragic death. I'm not saying that's true for you, because I don't see past lives, but our sources do. So sometimes by understanding what brings something around, it can help, really help you clear it, okay? So the way you ask...
I'm having a panic.
No. Pardon me?
I'm having a panic attack right now.
Had you, just because I'm putting you in the limelight, right?
Yeah. The first time it happened, it was because you told me it was being recorded, and I told you to tell me that it wasn't being recorded, and that kind of calmed me down.
Okay. Well, we're being recorded, I'm sorry to say. So...
Can you lie to me and tell me we're not being recorded?
Oh, you want me to lie to you?
Yes.
You're going to know I'm lying, right?
I know, but if I hear it, then it won't.
Okay, yeah. we're not being recorded, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right. Now, I really thank you for being so honest. You have no idea how valuable that is for yourself to be willing to be that honest with people listening, you know?
Yeah.
Why is it valuable? It's because this is a loving environment, and you are truly accepted. So when you go through that experience in a loving environment, it starts to take the edge off of it. It may not happen right away, it's been my experience, but it will happen over time. And
I know the more I call and the more I talk to people, then the easier it'll get.
Yeah. Because, you know, in our cosmology, there's this thing called the law of one. I'm sure you've heard us say that, right?
Yeah.
And the law of one is not a law like a traffic law or a city law. It's a principle. It's the highest principle in the universe. And it means that every one of us comes from the same source. which means when we go deep enough, we're part of each other. Now, we're not supposed to live in that place because you can't be everyone and be yourself. You're still an individual, okay? But when you can actually tune in to that frequency of oneness, then nobody is not you. Everybody is you in that moment. So when I'm talking on this call here, I don't think about this consciously, but I've learned it intuitively that I'm talking to myself. Everyone here is part of me. I'm part of them. And that's why when we do these calls, this loving energy comes in. Because how can you not love something that's not part of you, okay? It's part of you. I would say people sometimes, when they're not in that experience of that, then the love can get cut off, okay? But listen, thank you for sharing. And I'm telling you, you have a lot of people right now loving you and feeling compassion for you. And it's a pleasure to have you here. I could ask them to say something. You want to hear any comments from people, or would that scare you?
No.
Okay.
I could hear comments.
But now, hopefully, they won't say, "Oh, I really hate Antonio." Let's just see what anyone wants to say. Okay.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay. Who has something
to say?
Say
that if you keep coming on the calls and getting
Hi,
used to the
Antonio.
Energy, that over a period of time, she probably start noticing some, feeling better. I would say.
That's Don, right?
Yeah.
Don, did you start feeling better after you came to the calls for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very subtle. It's a subtle shift, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, I've been into metaphysics for a long time, too, but coming on the calls, it has kind of a unique energy that, you know, it affects you as you're exposed to it.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else want to say anything?
Antonio, this is Mary, and I can relate with what you have. I have panic attacks all the time, and they are not fun. And I really sympathize with you, but I guarantee that the more that you are with this group, the more that you will become open and loving and just appreciating everyone's energy. So God bless you. I'm really glad that you're with us.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Hi, Antonio. It's Prudence. I just want to say that one of the things I've noticed about being on the calls is that it helps you to stay present and in the moment rather than thinking about the future all the time and what may happen. And it's a very beautiful energy, and we love you.
Mr. Roger, Antonio, just hang in there, buddy. I've been where you are. I feel like you're at right now. I stayed in the background most of my life. I didn't talk. And I was just curled up in a little corner. And the longer you hang in there, the easier it gets. So hang in there. Love you.
Thank you. Thanks, Roger. Anyone else?
I felt the energy reading the creators of the physical universe want to talk to you because there's energy in between the lines, it seems. So that was my first introduction to it.
Do you have a copy of that book, Antonio?
No.
You know what? Do you know how to email me? Do you have my email?
Email, so I haven't emailed
it. Winfrey at Yahoo, okay? Can you get on email? Do you have an email?
Yes.
Okay, Winfrey, W-Y-N-N-F-R-E-E, at Yahoo. Just say, send me a book. Because I give them away for free, the PDF book. And I talk about all the things that happened to me that brought me to here. And then I have a lot of conversations with the Elohim. And it's a really good way to get more tuned in to the work. And, you know, I'll tell you, what happened to me was, you know, it was a new girlfriend started channeling. And she would tap me on the shoulder and keep telling me, those guys want to talk to you. And I'm like in this surreal kind of sci-fi, this can't be real. And then they tell me they created the universe. And I said, you better prove it to me. I said that inside myself. And I kept asking them questions. And interestingly enough, the woman that was bringing through the messages was having constant panic attacks. It scared her. And then she left me after 6 months. And then Terry came in, and Terry didn't have panic attacks. And for Terry, it was like a very deep service to do this. But she still had to be sure that it wasn't something negative. Just because somebody channels doesn't mean it's positive, even if it sounds positive, even if it sounds flowery and loving. You know, like a good salesman is always flowery and loving until he gets your money, and then it's see you later, right? And so you have to watch things over time to make sure they're trustworthy. You know, you're still watching us and making sure we're trustworthy. And that's okay. I prefer somebody to scrutinize me than to blindly believe everything I say. I much prefer it, you know, because if you keep watching this, it seems to hold steady over time. And it doesn't have any hidden agendas other than helping other people find their own truth inside themselves. And Antonio, you're taking over the whole call. Do you realize that? I had something I was going to talk about, and I'm not going to get to it. But you know what? You're worth it. It's fine that you're taking over the call. You know, you're the most important person on the call, at least that I know of, because it's like you're checking us out. You're new, and you're making decisions. Do I want to come back? Is this working for me? And I don't need you to come back, but I know from my experience of watching other people who keep coming back to these calls that they change. And it's very subtle, but it's profound. And it, like, is a permanent shift, you know, for many people. I won't say everybody, but for many people, there's a permanent shift.
Well, you must have seen plenty come and go, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Who is that? Is that Bonnie?
This is Bonnie. I'm sorry.
That's what I thought.
This is Bonnie.
Okay. No, I've seen plenty come and go. And,
but the ones
you know,
who stay are meant to be here, definitely.
Yeah. And, you know, I learned that I had to become more and more how can I say it? I watched patterns. You know, when we first started doing this, I wasn't really secure. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand how it would impact people. You know, I had more of a tendency to want to please someone else, you know? And over time, I learned that I had to be totally authentic. And if people were going to be pleased, they were pleased. And if they weren't going to be pleased, they weren't going to be. And that if I tried to please them, I would lose the authenticity and the ability to connect at the deepest level, you know? And Bonnie, by the way, Antonio, Bonnie is one of those people that asks lots of questions on Wednesday. I mean, take advantage of it, because at some time we may be jammed up. People don't even know we exist. That's why we're not jammed. But there's a million people out there, if they knew we existed, would be on this call. These are people that just kind of synchronistically fell into it and started paying attention and started having changes and experiencing something. So right now, you could ask a question every week. And as you ask questions, you develop some confidence that these guys that we keep talking about actually notice you as an individual, not just as some kind of follower. I think that's a big realization that someone comes to when they start asking questions. They feel individually acknowledged and special, not just another, body on a phone call that's anonymous. You know, the sources have the ability to pay attention. Now, we've never done this, so I think they have the ability to pay attention to a million people simultaneously, because there's millions of them up there. So they can give that very personal connection, even though there's a big group. But right now, there's a small group. So there's the opportunity to have that personal connection, not just with the Elohim, but with the other people on the call. Okay? Just like right now, by talking, everyone's getting to know you. Anyone else want to say anything to Antonio? Does this process that I'm right?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Me. Dharmananda.
Dharmananda.
Yeah.
I'm right. Yeah.
Right. Even healed me once of a broken ribs.
Mm-hmm. But you feel uniquely present here. You feel like you are not just part of some following, so to speak, you know? A lot of times people look at something and they say, oh, Wynn has a bunch of followers. And I don't think of people as followers. I think we all show up and we all have an experience, and it's a real experience. And you come back because it's another real experience. And in this world, it's not easy to find places and people where you can actually be totally who you are, even if you're not talking, where your energy can be present as who you really are and be acknowledged and felt by the higher realms. To me, that's a miracle, you know. So thank you, Dharmananda, for sharing.
Welcome.
Anyone else?
going once. Terry, how come you're so quiet? And Dharmananda, thank you for coming up. And make sure you ask me for that book, okay? Or if not me, someone else on the line, but they may not know where it is in their computer. So send me an email, winfreyyahoo, and I'll send you a copy of this book I wrote about my whole early experience and how I ended up doing this right now. Mute everyone.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And Terry, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
How come you didn't say anything to Dharmananda? Not Dharmananda, to Antonio.
I don't know what to say.
You weren't having, you didn't know what to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's very brave to come and to talk. Thank you, Dharmananda. Thank you, Antonio.
Yeah. Well, you're pretty brave yourself. All things considered, right?
It's easier when you're channeling because it's them that's talking and I can just hang out.
You know what? You're distorting a little bit. Can you put your microphone a little away from your face?
Okay. It's easier when you're channeling because you can just let stuff come through and then can just hang out.
Oh, when you're channeling, it's easier.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to think of what to say.
Yeah, they provide the answers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, they really like to talk to us, right?
They love it, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they tell us it's a rare connection. You know, when they used to say nice things about me in the very beginning of this, you know, like 15 years ago, and they did say nice things about me, I said, I'm not going to let them patronize me. They think just if they say a nice thing, I'm going to be a total stooge. No way.
Uh-huh.
It was okay. They kept saying nice things. And now I see that I kind of deserve it. I deserve it. And I can see why they say it. Because, you know, we're doing this really against a lot of odds to be doing this in the world. And and doing it and having you guys there saying, oh, this is real. You listen to it enough. You know, it's a very unusual manifestation and connection with the higher realms and really learning how it works, how all these things work, and learning how to work it so that it's not just when you're on the call, the things we talk about are very applicable to each of your individual lives. So it's 6:52, and I'm not going to start another topic now. My whole topic has been diverted, which is okay, because that happens a lot, okay? So let me see what we can do to spend 3 minutes, okay? Okay. Here's one. I just found this. We got 3 minutes. This is 3:41. So I think we can get away with this. You know, at one point, when Michael Jackson just died, Terry and I were living near downtown L.A., and he went to the morgue in downtown L.A., and then he told us he came through Terry. And we weren't looking for him. We were looking for the Elohim, and suddenly he came through.
And, you know, I'm a songwriter, and I didn't believe it was Michael. So he started to tell us how he wrote a song. And then he actually had Terry started singing Beat It, okay? So I'm just going to play that because I have the tape up here. Here we go.
Okay, we're taping.
Okay. I want to show you how I write a song. For instance, a song about the experience we had today on the on the call. First of all, it takes the vibrations that are available that are coming in. And then I track the vibration and I see where the vibrations are going. And then I move into those vibrations and sound it out with my voice. And it makes a this is the song title, Ladder to Heaven. And moving with lower vibrations or from the heavy vibrations of thriller to take one from fear, scared, and to move into the ringing, resonant, heavenly sound. I start out with my voice, which is, I can't make this person's voice move like my voice can move. It is fully untrained to move in the ranges where I would go. And to hold air and the muscles are all out of whack or making no sound. But there was a couple sounds which could be investigated. And then the ceiling is very high and going upwards. And then rogue sounds are coming in. Anyway, that's my little coming up sketch for you. I really wanted to share that and thank you very much. We appreciate your the words. The opportunity and wish for the full range performing and dancing. That's all for this moment.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
The words to Beat It are, there's different tracks that are all put together for Beat It. It's like one of the tracks, Beat It, Beat It, Beat It, Beat It. And then there's another track that's put on top of it. So that's all I have to say right now.
Okay, thanks.
All callers are unmuted.
All right, guys. We'll see you at Whole Planet Healing. Is anybody there?
Yep.
Yes, we're here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome, Antonio.
Thank you.
See you in a minute.
Michael was a little hard to understand, wasn't he?
Yes, okay. Very distorted.
Yes, it seemed like it was clearer when we recorded it. Maybe it's getting degraded. But it sounded like Michael's voice, didn't it?
No.
Yeah.
Then we can discuss it. Okay. Well,
it will be clearer next time you play it because I know what happened.
What happened?
And there was a phone line backfeeding a crackly sound on top of what was spoken through the tape.
I see.
I found it out too late. I apologize.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna have to demote you. All right. We'll see you in a minute.
Your conference recording has